Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein with a review on the legislative session.
Well, I think it was a really good year. I learned a lot of new things as chair of the Public Safety Committee that I wasn't aware of before, just not being the chair of a committee, but now, you know, stepped into a whole new role. I had a really good year, I think, for our district, and I think the state came out pretty good. I mean, when you look at the big picture, we were able to, you know, fulfill our primary responsibility in budgeting, kept our books all balanced, our reserves continue to remain full. We were able to increase spending in education to the tune of $90 million a year, plus some transportation equity, which brought a lot home for that, because we, as a rural district, of course, we're on the short end of that stick until we got more equity there. So we brought that back, got that done, provided some transparency in property taxes, because we always hear about people's assessments going up, and there is nothing, no answer on the other side as to why that's happening. Not limiting anybody, any local jurisdictions from doing anything, just saying, hey, if you're going to go above 2% growth, you need to have a vote saying that you're going to do that. Not an overly complicated thing, just another added issue of transparency. And then there were a number of other bills.
Are there any that you introduced or that you were really advocating for that then were passed?
Well, there are a number of bills that I'm in the middle of anymore, whether I'm the direct floor manager or having them run through my committee. I mean, I'll just touch on a handful that come to mind. I ran a criminal omnibus reform bill that updated our code. That was actually a pretty significant bill, very in-depth, but just getting different values of things to match up with current criminal classifications, addressing robbery levels, things like that, and a number of other places there. We had a taser bill that will allow tasers to be carried on college campuses, but not at sporting events. That is really aimed for making sure that our young folks, primarily some of our women out there, females, have the ability to defend themselves that they did not have before. That was one that came out of Public Safety Committee. I ran the Ag Protection Bill that added a new charge of ag facility trespass so that somebody can't lie to get a job so that they can cause harm, whether it's biosecurity dangers or somebody just unethically wanting to work in a farm operation. We added an ag theft surcharge on for ag theft. They're just going to go through the courts and help pay for that process. EMS reciprocity is another one. That one's going to allow our EMS professionals that are licensed in other states under a compact to practice here as well as there. We didn't have to restart the language to add the Second Amendment to the Iowa Constitution. We need to enshrine that language, in my opinion, in our state constitution. So we restarted that process and did another piece of legislation to make sure the Secretary of State no longer has a pocket veto, in essence, by not having to do their duty of publishing. We now share that with the legislative branch. A couple other big ones. I ran the bill that legalized the industrial production of hemp in the state of Iowa. Now, this one's important because not only does it address the growth and all that, but it involves all the parties that are concerned, Department of Ag, Department of Public Safety, Public Health, Attorney General's Office, everybody's involved in this, because not only is it set that process up for the growth, but it allows the sale. And now that's important because the CBD products that a lot of people see at their corner store currently are not legal until this is signed into law. Those products have to fall under a CBD category, which currently can only be sold at a dispensary level. So we are clarifying that law, which is a big deal because some counties have been addressing this issue, and this one was one we have to clear up. So that allows that sale as well as the growth, which ended up being a pretty significant bill. Another significant one that comes to mind that we ran through the Public Safety Committee was addressing the medical marijuana issue. We removed the percentage cap and put a hard cap in. There is really no cap on THC today, so we put one in, and there's just argument on to whether that level is too high or too low. But we put a cap on there as well as expanded to allow physician assistants to recommend the use and some other issues that kind of balance that, like making sure that dispensaries had the ability to hire their own pharmacists or farm techs. That was another good one. So there were a number of pieces within that legislation as well that we passed. But those are, I'm sure I'm missing something I was involved in, but those are the ones that I was primarily working on all through session.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with State Representative Jared Klein talking about the 2019 legislative session. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.